The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, really good to catch up with Kim Borgia. And Kim, first of all, how are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm really good. Just recently moved down to Victoria in the last 2 weeks. So yeah, everything's good. Everything's a bit different at the moment, just settling in. But yeah, I'm excited for what's ahead.
We've had far too many weather podcasts, but how was the weather there? Because it's freezing here at the minute.
Well, it was 33 degrees here today, so it was quite lovely. I actually went for a swim after I finished work. Swam a couple of K and then sat out in my backyard. So it was quite lovely.
Just rubbing it in.
Yeah, it was really nice.
How's it been since you retired and moved back home? Miss it?
Look, it's been quite an adjustment, I guess, but in a good way. I miss this. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely. I very much love the little lifestyle I had and all the friends that I sort of made, a little family away from home. Very much miss them. But, you know, I speak to the girls when I can and when it fits in with their training and things like that. I probably need to be a bit better at it. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit tricky with the time difference and training and work and things like that. So it is quite difficult. But, yeah, I've been very busy. At one point I had like 3 or 4 jobs, Andy. So it's not like I've just kicked back and relaxed. I'm still very much still in the gym, still being very active. Funny enough, I'm actually playing for one of my old clubs down in Victoria. So
brilliant.
Yeah. So I haven't played for probably about 6 months or so. And I've had a couple of training sessions with my new team, seeing I've just moved down here in the last 2 weeks. So I've had 2 sessions with them. And we've got a practice match tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to.
Brilliant. So are you still obviously taking in and watching as much netball as possible then?
Yeah. So I have I've watched a couple of the games in the UK, so the Super League. And I am very much looking forward to the SSN season as well. I think there'll be a few shakeups, which is quite nice, and a few players that I'm keen to watch.
It's good to see as well. People like Gabby Sinclair's joined Dragons, Elle McDonald's joined too this season, and even world-class players like Lanise.
Yeah.
I suppose that question would be, is it easy to see the appeal of our Super League? Obviously, something that you would have experienced when you were asked to be part of Bath.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the league's getting stronger and stronger, and it just goes to show that it is because of all the quality players that are going there. You know, all of these girls are an absolute gun players, and they bring something so different and have that little creative flair and things like that. So, I think that they're a nice addition to their teams. You know, I'm very thankful for the opportunities that I got in Bath and where it took me and all the people that I met. So I'm extremely grateful for it. So I'm always here for the imports, Andy, you know that.
Yeah. One of those people that you were close to at Bath was Rachel. Has she been over every couple of months to see you?
Yeah. good old Rachie. Yeah, no, I think, I mean, we would very much love it if we could catch up and things like that. If only we could just sort of airdrop each other to and from, I think that would be really, really quite handy. It would save me a couple hundred pound, I guess.
One of those really other strong people that you had a great partnership at Bath was Sophie DL as well.
Yeah.
And she's joined Storm and having a really, really strong season as well. And you can just see how her game's developed since you were at Bath. And obviously she's gone on to join Storm and do really strong things as well.
Yeah, like I've always been a fan of Sophie, and her and I just connected so well on the court and loved working with her. She was just someone that you could just, she's such a workhorse, Andy. Like she just goes and goes and goes and goes. And she's a bloody good little defender as well. So she gets in and has a go. Like I think in the Bath game, unfortunately, she had to do against her old team, but that's just how it goes. But, you know, like I think a couple of deflections and intercepts and she had a really good goal assist and things like that as well. So she's definitely one for the future.
As an ex-player as well, do you keep an occasional eye on your old team? Are you aware of how Bath are doing this season?
Oh, yeah. Like I'm still, you know, blue and gold through and through. You know, and it is hard to sort of sit back and watch. You know, Bath are in a rebuilding phase, and I think giving the teams not been together very long, I think, and you know, and a couple of injuries as well, I think that they're rebuilding, and you know, each team, each club has gone through that rebuilding phase. So, you know, yes, it is tough, and I know that they're probably not used to being where they are. However, they've had some really good performances. Like, it's just all about being able to maintain. So I think at halftime at the Storm game, they're only down by 7, and Storm are an absolute quality side. And, you know, they're, for me, they're tipped to be in the grand final. So the team that I think are going to win this year. So to be only 7 goals down, that's, you know, 3-4 turnovers. But it's just, it just then goes to show that we didn't exactly keep our composure and just keep doing what worked for us. And then, you know, the game obviously blew out in the end.
And I'd suggest as well, maybe this season as well over here, games have certainly been even closer than before.
Yeah, we've had some really nice tight score lines, which is really exciting. And I just think it's great for the game. It's exciting for the fans. And I mean, it's not great for the coaches and the players, but I think overall it's great for the sport.
Do you reckon Fever can get back-to-back titles?
I mean, they're a quality side. So, I mean, if anyone can do it, I think they can. I do think they will be challenged, and they have been sort of tested throughout last year and even with the pre-season that we've had and things like that. So I think they're definitely contenders for the title, that's for sure.
Some of our UK Roses are obviously part of the league as well. So how about Helen and Jeeva? Just the qualities they bring to Swifts and Magpies?
Yeah, I think they're both such unique players as well, and they bring such different elements to each other's game. Obviously, they're, you know, down either end, but they've both got this fierce competitiveness about them. And I actually really like watching how Helen goes about her business. She just makes it look so easy. And I think as a goaler, I very much admire that. And I always, you know, pay close attention to my fellow goalers and just seeing how they do it with such ease. But then you've got Jeeva down the other end, who is without a doubt still an amazing player, even, you know, that she's getting that little bit older. She's still keeping up with those young girls, and she just goes, she just chips away. And it's great to see.
As an ex-Vixens player as well, what do you make of their side?
Yeah, look, I've always got a soft spot for my Vixens, but they're a quality side. And I think the fact that Rania, unfortunately, has been ruled out, I'm not sure what they'll do there, but I'm sure some of their training partners will be eager to step up into that role. They've got some really big engines in that midcourt that just work and work with the likes of Maloney and Liz. And I think their defensive unit has shown that they've been able to just grind out the attackers throughout the season. So I think they'll be an exciting team to watch. I think netball's in such a good stage at the moment with where it's at across Australia, New Zealand and the UK. So it's just so good that we've got such amazing mixture of cultures and things like that in across all the leagues. So, and I think it's good that we're getting it all out there. It's televised in pretty much all of those leagues now, which is fantastic. Yeah, so we just want to keep everybody involved.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.